There comes a time in our life when we must choose to whom we give our allegiance. In 2 Samuel chapter 15 is the story of people who made decisions who they gave their allegiance to. It happens in democratic countries when a choice is made for a government to run the country. Unfortunately, when families split up, children must decide on which parents to live with. Then, when there are altercations between individuals, such as between Paul and Barnabas, yet the vital one comes when a decision must be made for or against the Lord Jesus. Life is full of choice making. David's friends and acquaintances had to come to a decision. Were they for or against Absalom? Ittai from Gath had to decide. He had only recently joined David in Jerusalem. He could have stayed and served Absalom, but he chose David. Although he served with Joab and Abishai at the beginning of the battle against Absalom, no mention is made of him at the end. It might have cost him his life. Why did he make that decision to be with David? He certainly was no fair-weather friend. It was the character of David that he loved. He was happy to leave his children and his relatives in David's care. Did he too have a love for God as well? It may be that he knew Obed-Edom, who was blessed when the Ark of God was left at his house, because he was a Philistine from Gath too. Allegiances can be costly, but there comes a time when we must make choices. David was again soon to find who his true friends were. One shock for him was that Ahithophel had been conspiring against him. He was a one-man think tank, like Herman Kahn of the Hudson Institute in the USA during the Cold War. Ahithophel's IQ was off the scale. He could work out the best strategy and would know the outcome even before a battle had been fought. But he was a step behind God, and so he lost out. Now David found his faithful friends, Abithar and Zadok, the priests, as well as Hushai, whose intelligence was nearly as good as Ahithophel's. They were risking their lives and the lives of their families for God and David. The sons of the priests were about to have the adventures of a lifetime. Who knows their age? They might have still been teenagers. Allegiances should be family affairs. Joshua could say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." In any allegiance or alliance, there must be and is unfortunately the possibility of betrayal. These that returned to Jerusalem to spy for David had to trust one another. In addition to those joining David, along came Ziba, the servant of King Saul, and more latterly the servant of Mephibosheth. He too was prepared to risk his life with David. What makes us decide on our friendships? Could it be that it's personal ambition, or what seems the best option? And how do our families fit into the direction we are taking? And what about loyalty and trust as well as affection? We can love a leader, but many pastors have led people up the garden path, as for example, Jonestown and Waco. The decisions must be what is right and what is wrong, not and who will win. We might feel for someone, But if they are in the wrong, then we must correct the matter before we proceed with any union. Just because an individual has made a mistake as well in the past, like David did, it doesn't mean that we should write them off. We must choose with prayer. Choose with the word of God. Choose to be with godly people at our side. Pragmatic relationships work on a simple but a dangerous basis, such as my enemy's enemy is my friend, which can have drastic consequences for later on. David did not try to force any to follow him. A true leader will not coerce, force, or in any way put pressure on us. To whom or what we give our allegiance must be our choice and ours alone. As we can say with the song, I have decided to follow Jesus, and I trust you will too. Amen. The Lord bless you.